This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here, and was thinking that we are on a journey and we're taking on more of God's ways. The old man is dying and we're putting on the new mind of Christ. It's because of the teaching that we are changing daily. Because of the teaching, we're able to strive. We're in the world, but we're not of it. And I thank God just for my great pastor teaching me the ways of God. And I'm just happy to be here. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about dying, striving to die now.
Paper away. Thank God I'm saved.
thank God, we have to fly away one day. Thank God for your deacon. Announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We always go here first, because if you don't obey God's word, and if you don't know God's word is the commandments, you cannot be saved. That is the doctrine of God. Let's go to Job 14 and 1. Till my change come,
all right,
we strive to die. Isn't that beautiful? We're striving to die, because life is like a little tale until you find out and learn about God. Then all of your answers come into the right column. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Job 14:1 says what?
Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble.
Full of trouble when you come into this life. But man that's born of the Spirit, you still got trouble.
Right.
Why? Because you're born of a woman. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that woman, like everybody, is carnal mm-hmm. when you come into this life. Get ready for trouble. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
He cometh forth like a flower, and is cut down.
And you come forth, and you say, oh, wow, you're 4 years old. They're going to be a professor, and they grow up and be president. Mm-hmm. Full potential. What happened?
He fleeth also as a shadow, and continueth not.
Pretty soon, he's cut down. Flower, he reached the potential. I'm become president now. You got more potential. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you go backwards. You go back, heading back home to the dust.
All right.
Cut down. And what does it say?
And doth thou
fleeth also mm-hmm. as a shadow.
Yes.
And continueth
not.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth verse is what?
Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee.
That beautiful God got our number with him.
That beautiful?
Number of our name.
Yes.
Number of the hairs on our head.
Mm-hmm.
And with God. What?
Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Number of months are with thee. Thou mm-hmm. hast appointed his bounds mm-hmm. that he cannot pass. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Psalms.
All right.
90 and 9. When they have these funerals, they love to say, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place. They don't even know who God is. How you don't know what dwelling place is? You don't know who God is. Everybody will say that. Atheists say that because thou hast been our in every generation.
All right.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Then when you start describing the guys, they say, who is this? It ain't don't look good to them. So this ain't salvation. Y'all need the Holy Ghost. Yeah, okay. Psalm 99 says what?
For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years.
So if all of our days are passed away in his wrath, that means God is not happy with the carnal mind. Because
right.
he always, well, he just can't satisfy God. So he's not happy because he's really not dealing with you when you have a carnal mind.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We spend our years as a tale that is told.
It's like a tale because you tell a story and next thing you know, you forget about it. It's gone. That's what it's like. And to what?
The days of our years are 70 years and 10.
70 years and 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's 70 years.
Yes.
One might say, Elder Miles, what are you still doing here? But it tells you, if you can get... 80, you're doing good.
Yes, right.
You're still there. You're with us. Moses was 120.
Yes.
But what does it say?
The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow.
You got strength in the mouth?
Yes, I do, Pastor.
You got labor?
Yes, Pastor.
Is there any sorrow?
No, Pastor.
Yes, it is. In this body it is. You're going to have sorrow because you're born of a woman.
Yes.
You
yes,
said, Pastor. My shoulder hurt. I can't bend over no more. I accept the fact I'm not 10 anymore. You might as well accept it because you can't do nothing about it. Right? God has determined, which means everybody's not going to get 80 and 10.
Right.
But that's the norm. Now it's time for me to start looking out. Yeah, I see my number coming up. All of us better. Wisdom is... If you're born, you better look out, because you ain't promised tomorrow, right? That's with the spirit. Carnal mind, think when you're 20 years old, you can do anything. I can go over there and beat ISIS and come back and beat every gang member. That's what a 20-year-old thing, because they feel like there's no destruction. But our days are numbered. Let's go to, you read 10 verse?
Not all of it. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
Soon cut off and we fly away. What does the 12th verse say?
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
So we want to strive to apply hearts to wisdom. Is what we do going to help us die? Because that's the strive.
Yes.
Job 14:1. Let's go back there.
All right.
I like Job.
Yep, Pastor.
Job is our brother.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He's not our brother now. Hey, he's still our brother, but he's not in the flesh. He's in the spirit only.
Right.
But we still have a brother.
Yes, Pastor.
You say Job, because the Lord said we're children and we're in the flesh, and you're children when you go there. You're still children.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Okay. All right. Job 14:1 says what?
Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble.
Full of trouble. St. John.
All right.
16. People say, well, what do you mean it's full of trouble? You're born of a woman, you can get ready. You're going to get a whipping. Before you can walk good, you're going to get a whipping. Full of trouble.
Yes, Pastor.
I said, I tell you, don't touch the ice tray. Wait to touch it, huh? Pop, you get you in trouble. What happens? St. John 16:33 says what?
33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace.
Now, you're going to have peace in God, but what?
In the world, ye shall have tribulation.
You know why? Because when you're born of a woman, you're full of trouble. But if you're born of the Spirit, there's life and peace.
Isn't that beautiful?
Still tribulation. But there is life and peace. Isn't that beautiful?
But be of good cheer.
What?
I have overcome.
So in other words, we're going to have trouble when you're born of a woman, but you can overcome that trouble. So none of us got no excuses saying, well, I never had a brother and a sister. I don't know how to treat people. All you do is listen, you'll learn.
Yes.
And execute.
Beautiful, Pastor.
It's a nice thing when you say, Pastor, I'm dizzy. It's nice to say, pray for me. But you don't say, pray for me. Pastor, I'm dizzy. So and so, and that's it. Did that phase you any bit? All right. So we want to acknowledge God. That's where we get our blessings.
Yes,
but you're going to go through tribulation.
Yes.
That's life.
Yes.
Can I get around that? Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to St. John 17:14. What does it say?
17:14. I have given them thy word.
What?
And the world hath hated them.
What?
Because they are not of
more
the world.
More tribulation. Because when you begin to live for God, you're going to make enemies. As Pastor Brown always said, you're going to always have critics. I don't care what you do. Somebody's going to criticize it. And it's best not to criticize when you don't know nothing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And not surmise.
Yes, Read. Sir. Even as I am not of the world.
Even as I am not what?
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world.
What?
But that thou shouldest keep them from the
That's
evil.
That's how we die out of the world, by keeping from the evil. Isn't that beautiful? But you need that exercise or you can't grow.
Exactly.
You need that exercise. Or your change ain't never coming. Isn't that beautiful? Don't die. Job 14:1.
All right.
Let's read it again.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God. Oh, we got a lot to go on.
All right.
Broadcast, they want to gain some more, stay with us. Mm-hmm. Go to that podcast. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble.
What?
He that cometh forth like a flower. And
he
that cometh forth.
He
like
cometh
a flower,
forth.
Like a flower. And is cut down.
What?
He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not.
Seventh verse.
For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout
now
again.
Now, if you cut a tree down, you can cut that tree down from its stock. Mm-hmm. You got hope.
Yes.
What did it say?
And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground.
What?
Yet through the scent of water it will bud. And
that's letting you know, why would you leave God's word? Say, well, I got to go and think about this. I don't understand this. Why would you go out of God's word when you seeking for understanding instead of coming to God's anointing and getting understanding?
Yes.
The scent of water, just to be in the church and to hear the word, there's a chance you might be born again.
Yes.
The scent brings back.
Yes.
But no, the enemy, drive him out. I got to go. Can't never be saved that way. But to stay in the ship. You might hear something say, you know what? Maybe I wasn't looking at things the right way. And you can born again.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Yes. Yet the scent of water it will bud.
Yet through the scent of water
it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And
where is he? So when the spirit leaves, you got no hope. But as long as you got spirit, you got a chance of being reborn again if you stay where the water is.
Yes.
The scent of it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 12th verse. What does it say?
So man lieth down and riseth not till the heavens be no more.
So the heavens don't. People think, well, the heavens going to vanish. The only time the heavens no more is when you're no more. That's why I said the heavens fold and so on, so like a garment, because that means lights are out on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see the heavens anymore. It's no more for you. What?
They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep.
What?
Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep my secret, until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me.
What?
If a man die, shall he live again?
Mm-hmm.
All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes.
Isn't that beautiful? Come. Change is coming. We have to wait on it. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So that's what we're all striving for. And it's the devil's job to get your mind off the focus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 1 Corinthians 15 and 51. What does it say?
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all
be changed. So everybody's going to change. Now just think about it. When we came into this life, just one day, all of a sudden, like the twinkle of an eye, you realize I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how old you was, but all of a sudden, I'm here. Well, that's the same way when you go to sleep and you wake up in eternity.
Yes.
Or when your lights are out, whether you got blowed up or whatever.
Yes.
You see where you are. It's just like when you wake up in the morning. Ooh, this is where I am.
Right.
That's frightening.
Yes.
Knowing you're going to wake up somewhere you never saw before.
Something.
And you're an adult. Now, as a child, you don't know anything.
Right.
All you know, I'm here.
Yeah.
Right?
And the first thing you say, you give me something, mama, dada.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, they tell you say that. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
But that's how things work. Twinkle of an eye, you wake up, there it is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What are we reading?
52.
Read.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be
so
raised.
So it's the same thing.
Incorruptible.
When one hear the word, and they say, you know what, I think I want to live for God. That's the last trump.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to change. Your mind has changed. Now, all of a sudden, you have a mind to live for God where you never had one before. Or you have a mind to keep God's commandments where you never had a mind to keep God's commandments before. And you could have been a Catholic or whatever you were. That's the last trump, because that's when your mind changed in a twinkle. Now you say, I think I want to do this. Now, that don't mean it can't. It means it's coming right away. But the point is, you got to change mind. What does it say?
and we shall be changed.
We shall be changed. What? Mm-hmm.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and mm-hmm. this mortal must put on immortality.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Let's go to St. John 5 and 25.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
You know,
yes.
The carnal mind feels like, oh, you know, the tribulation period is when the Lord is coming back again. The tribulation period is when he comes into your life, period. Because you're going to experience something you never experienced before, that enemy.
Yes, Pastor.
That's the tribulation period. And you never experienced that until you try to lead the devil. That's the worst time in your life. Because he's going to fight. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Mm-hmm.
What are we reading?
5 and 25, Pastor, St. John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when mm-hmm. the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
Now, a carnal mind thinks you're talking about someone that's dead in the grave, naturally so.
Right.
No, he's talking about those that hear that's walking around dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you hear that call, that means you've been chosen. Yeah. Because someone that's not chosen can't hear it.
Right.
He said, my sheep hear my voice. So oh, you keep talking about command. What is that?
Right.
Fine. But when you begin to explain it, they say, that's done away with. So they're not a candidate.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
But as you continually talk and as they smell the scent, they might say, you know what?
Yes.
I'm kind of thirsty for this.
Nice.
Right?
Beautiful. Yes.
But what happens is the enemy comes and drives them out and they can't get the water. They can't get the smell of it. Said, so, you know, y'all thought y'all had the Holy Ghost. Y'all ain't talking about the blood. Y'all talking about is keeping them commandments. That is the blood.
All right.
That's God.
All right.
Keeping this, that's his word, right?
Yes.
Who are we reading that?
26.
Read.
For as the Father hath life in himself, mm-hmm. so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Life in himself. What? Read.
And hath given him authority to execute judgment also,
mm-hmm.
because he is the Son of Man.
Read.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves
now,
shall hear.
Now there's a point where all that are in the graves, that means mm-hmm. those that really die.
Yes.
They're going to hear his voice too, but that's in the second resurrection. They're going to realize, I don't know you. And he's going to tell them, depart from me, I know you not, right?
Yes.
And they're separated.
Yes.
But somebody was talking to the rich man. It wasn't God, but he felt it was Abraham. But you ain't going to see God unless you're holy, right? But the second resurrection is those that are waking up into eternity other than with God.
Right.
Read.
Right. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection.
Oh, but now
of
if you've done good and you've been resurrected in life here, they that have done good unto eternal life. Mm-hmm. But they that have done evil, you've heard the word, but you've been resurrected to evil.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Daniel 12 and 1.
All right,
he said, I don't understand the scripture. Daniel's saying the same thing. Only thing Daniel is saying is about those that keep the book. The same thing, keeping God's word. If your name found written in the book, that means you're keeping God's word. That's just as simple. And most people don't even know what the book is. The book is that 10 precepts. That's the book.
Yes, Pastor.
Daniel 12 and 1.
Yes,
what does it say?
Excuse me, Pastor.
It says, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince.
Now, who was the prince but the Prince of Peace?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know anybody greater than the Prince of Peace. And I haven't heard about Michael no other place but through a vision.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that's God. That's the great prince.
Yeah.
He stands up and he's standing up in his people. For his people, what?
Mm-hmm. Which standeth for the children of thy people.
What?
And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation
so,
even.
Mm-hmm. Before you became white, black, blue, green, mm-hmm. Spanish, Greek, African, anything. Mm-hmm. Before you became anything. What it says? Time since there was a nation. Such as has never was since there wasn't, since you've been alive. Ain't been no time like this.
Right.
Because now you're fighting spiritual. You're fighting the enemy. You're fighting to not yield to him. Right? And you're fighting to become another nation. Mm-hmm. Read.
Even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book.
Everyone is obeying God's word. Everyone is keeping God's commandments. Mm-hmm. You're going to be found written. You're going to be, isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
Let's go to Acts 14 and 21. Let's go there.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Thank God. Striving to die now.
Yes.
So we don't have to die later.
Mm-hmm.
Die now.
All right, Pastor.
So we just continue on with mm-hmm. him. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Acts 14, 21. What does it say?
And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch.
What?
Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God.
In other words, we must be found written in the book.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You're going to have tribulation. That's how you get made, because God want to know, are you going to obey me or are you going to obey the enemy?
Beautiful.
Is that just simple?
Yes.
Let's go to read 12 and 1 again, Daniel. Read it again.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, Pastor.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, mm-hmm. the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble,
such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time.
What?
And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book.
Isn't that beautiful? Romans 8 and 28.
Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. So in other words, if you're not found with a mm-hmm. mind mm-hmm. to live for God, you don't go back with him. That's the same,
yes,
same
yes,
thing.
Sir.
He said, you're going to be forever caught up with him.
Yes,
you're going to be forever
sir.
Caught up with him when you agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
You're with God. You're caught up with him. Isn't that beautiful? Romans 8, 28, what does it say?
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God,
mm-hmm.
to them who are the called according to his purpose.
So it's according to God's purpose. What is God's purpose? But to raise a people like himself that can go mm-hmm. live with him forever.
Yes.
To raise someone that loves him, to change
yes.
someone that loves him, because
mm-hmm.
God got a stage set. And the plight here is to get to the higher calling.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And God gave us everything we need. And what we got to do to get there is to die daily. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 53. Let's go there. We want to milk that a little bit. 1 Corinthians 15 and 53. Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, listening, you need to start keeping God's commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, Pastor, I don't know anybody keeping God's commandments. You need to make yourself over to 425 Laconia Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't care if you are in Russia.
All right. 12, 15 and
53. Find an aeroplane.
All right, Pastor.
A train.
Uh-huh.
I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can.
That's funny, Pastor.
That's the true saying.
It is, Pastor.
Didn't Moses leave? He left.
That's funny.
Where was he?
Was that Pastor?
He was in the land of Midian.
Yes.
He left Midian, went back down to deliver his people. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
How are we doing here with the time? We're doing good? Okay. What are we reading?
15 and 53.
Go ahead.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption.
So we got to put on incorruption. That's what we were called for.
Yes.
The carnal mind was called to put on incorruption.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The carnal mind is corruption.
Right.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption. What?
And this mortal must put on immortality.
What?
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption.
So you're putting on incorruption
mm-hmm.
when you begin to put on these precepts. I'm getting rid of the gods,
yes.
graven images. And I'm taking his name and getting rid of that. And I'm going to remember the Sabbath and not forget it and keep it the right. All these things. This is confirmation. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And this mortal shall have put on immortality.
This is immortality. You put it on by striving to keep it. That's
beautiful.
How you put it on.
Yes.
What?
Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Victory. We
yes.
want victory.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Dying.
Daily.
daily.
Beautiful, yes.
Job 14:14. Let's read that.
All right.
Thank God for the broadcast.
Yes.
Thank God for knowledge and thank God for the word. 14:14 says what?
It says, if a man dies, shall he live again?
Mm-hmm.
All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come.
It's good to know we're going to change. Yes. And it's good to know why and how. Again, 1 Corinthians 15. Let's go back there.
Right,
let's explore this a little bit.
All right, Pastor.
See, what is he talking about? 15
mm-hmm.
and 42.
42 says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption.
We want to be raised from the grave, raised from a carnal mind. It's sown in corruption. In other words, if we don't want to change, then we're yet in corruption. But if we want to change, it's because we're in corruption.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The carnal mind is corruption.
Right.
What?
It is raised in incorruption.
What?
It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory.
Isn't that beautiful? It's not about how it's sown, but it's how it's raised.
Yes.
Glory and honor, because we're striving to obey God. Mm-hmm. What?
It is sown in weakness.
Mm-hmm.
It is raised in power.
Isn't that beautiful? Power. I like
yes.
that. Go ahead.
It is sown a natural body. It is raised a
spiritual body.
Yes.
Man that's born of a woman is full of trouble because it's natural.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But man that's born of the woman that's of God, that's spirit,
yes.
life and peace. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Still we have tribulation.
All right. Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
Can't get out of that. That's how we die, through tribulation. Read.
There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body.
Mm-hmm.
So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to read the 40, read it further.
How be it, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural.
In other words,
is
everybody
natural.
Is born the natural man.
Yes.
Born in sin.
Yes.
Born
yes.
with a mind fit for trouble.
Yes.
That's to get it or to give it.
Yes.
That's what a carnal mind. Everybody saw the little rascals when Spanky was little.
Oh, yes, Pastor.
Spanky was in the arms of somebody.
Yes, he was, Pastor.
He couldn't walk, and he socked somebody in the nose.
He did.
Man is full of trouble.
Yes.
Even from Spanky's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Read, sister.
And afterward, that which is spiritual.
Read.
The first man is of the earth, earthy.
So we want to change that. The first man, that's that old carnal mind, earthy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How you do that? Read.
The second man is the Lord from heaven.
What?
As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy.
What?
And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly.
What?
And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So when you're getting heavenly teaching, which is Christ in heavenly places, we're sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, you get spiritual teaching. You get a spiritual vision, and you can grow into that.
Yes.
But you got to have the vision.
Yes.
You got to be beautiful. You got to have the knowledge.
Beautiful.
As we have borne this image of the earthly,
you can visit
earthy,
us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write in mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.